Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're talking chronic health with Ken Thorpe and Timothy Dahl. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Mindy Elliott. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
I'm Scott Peterson. We're Spurn on the Western Legacy. June 16th through the 25th. For tickets, call 800-325-SEAT or visit RenoRodeo.com. Come join us at the Reno Rodeo.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome to the program Ken Thorpe. He's the chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. Been one of our proud sponsors over the last year, and Timothy Dahl, Managing Director of Life Sciences, IHS. Pleasure to have you both on the program.
Thank you. So
let's talk about a survey that you conducted recently and the results that you found in Nevada.
Well, actually, it wasn't a survey. What we did was we used existing survey data and used a computer model to simulate what the chronic burden of disease was in Nevada, both now and into the future. And we looked at different scenarios where if people took modest steps to improve their health and also some more aggressive types of interventions around changes in technology or improvement in disease management, how that might change the trajectory in terms of cost to treat people with chronic disease, as well as the benefits to employers and the people through improved labor force participation if we could either prevent or reduce onset of chronic disease.
And we've talked about this before on the program, which is, you know, this makes total common sense that we would want to do this. But lifestyles, you know, are certainly not working towards helping to prevent chronic disease. One of the goals of this was to talk to the presidential candidates to get them to come on board with this. What's the movement been in the last year that we've been promoting this?
Well, sure. I think we've been very successful in raising the issue. The fact is 86% of what is spent in this state on health care is linked to chronically ill patients. So going forward, as we've made the case to all the candidates, that if we're going to do something to make the growth in health care spending lower, we have to do three things. We've got to do a better job of preventing the growth in chronic disease. We need earlier detection of chronic illness so we can manage it faster and more effectively. And we need to engage and work with people that have five and six different chronic health care conditions to make sure that they stay healthy. I think we've had a very good reception. It's really not a partisan message at all. We've gotten good reception and feedback from both the Republican and Democratic candidates.
It seems to me, though, that the one of the biggest problems, and I'm dealing with this myself as mm-hmm. we speak, this was kind of ironic that this would happen this week, but I was attempting to make two appointments with a gastroenterologist and a cardiologist, both of them 4 months out before I can even get in to see them. Then the cost of insurance through Obamacare, you're looking at $12,000 basically as a deductible, including your monthly payment, right? And a cost of an echocardiogram, $1,500. So at the same time that you guys are looking at how do we solve this problem, the question of access and cost come to bear.
Sam, I think you put your finger right on what the problem is that we have a system that's very fragmented. So for people who have three, four, five different conditions, we treat each of these conditions separately. And the fact of the matter is, we need to change how we provide and deliver healthcare services in this country so that we're taking a comprehensive picture and view of everybody's conditions at the same time. So one of the things we've been talking about is having primary healthcare teams that basically would work with you to manage the whole range of conditions you have. These would be nurses, nurse practitioners, public health workers, psychologists if we need to deal with mental health issues, but really having that capacity out there in the community so that you're not on your own looking for fixes for disease-specific problems, but we have sort of a team-based approach to managing patients holistically.
And that's one of the directions that medicine has been going in just because of the acute doctor shortage that we have in this country, and that you're seeing more and more companies, the Walgreens and CVS's, et cetera, that are putting, you know, if you want to get your flu shot now, you go to Costco.
Sure.
Or you can go to CVS or whoever. So that's part of the direction we're already heading in, correct?
It is. Part of the challenge is that our reimbursement system for health care is designed to pay these doctors to take care of your problems and not to prevent them. So we might pay a surgeon, for example, large amounts of money to perform surgery, maybe a heart surgery, but yet we pay very little to help to prevent those conditions in the first place. But as Dr. Thorpe said, there are initiatives taking place where we're trying to get more preventive care done with the patient-centered medical home model, where we can identify people who need blood pressure medicine, who need to control their cholesterol levels, who need counseling for weight loss or substance abuse or smoking cessation, and get them to make small changes in their life now that will have big payoffs in the years to come.
But how difficult is this challenge? Because it seems to me it's a really big challenge when you look at the health of, you know, what, 80, 85% of Americans?
Well, the challenge is different for everyone. For some people, in particular those that maybe are of lower economic means, sometimes the challenge is getting into see preventive care. It might be being able to afford good food that you know, is not like high in fat and high in calories. For other people, it's a lifestyle choice. We're all so busy. It's so easy to grab some food that's maybe not very nutritious, but it's quick and accessible. So there needs to be lifestyle changes as well as better access to professional medical help.
And wouldn't that go along with changes in the industrial production of food? Because that's part of the problem is that, you know, people want the least expensive food, and especially poor people that can't afford it. They may not have a grocery store in their neighborhood. And so, you know, are you working or trying to work with the industrial food manufacturers that the food that they are processing becomes healthier?
Sure. Do you want to address this?
Well, we haven't, I mean, specifically, but what we work with is making sure that starting in the community, but in schools, to deal with issues around education, around nutrition, diet, dealing with kids, what we found is that if you provide that type of counseling in the schools and really target good food for kids, that has a big impact on parents. Because that kid goes home, and when the parent is bringing home to something that's a processed food or perhaps not a healthy choice, they're not shy, and they tend to let their parents know what they've learned at school. So we just need to get back into, on the educational side of building into what we do in school, not only the recess that we've kind of lost, but also the nutritional education that's really, I think, is the starts at the ground of providing the education and information that is so important going forward.
Let's take a break and we'll come back. But, I mean, this is such a vast topic. I mean, you're literally trying to change the entire way a country operates with regard to food, exercise, health. It's not a small challenge. We'll be right back.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
I'm Scott Peterson. We're Spurn on the Western Legacy. June 16th through the 25th. For tickets, call 800-325-SEAT or visit RenoRodeo.com. Come join us at the Reno Rodeo.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ken Thorpe. He's the chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease, and Timothy Dahl, managing director of Life Sciences IHS. And you were saying earlier that you put together a lot of different information that has come in on Nevada. So what would you say the three highlights of Nevada data that people should know about?
Well, Nevada, like other states, have high prevalence of things like obesity, heart disease, diabetes. In Nevada, actually, the numbers are slightly lower than the national average. But for Nevada, as you know, the population is growing and aging just like the rest of the United States. So what we did was we developed a computer simulation model, and for each state, including Nevada, we put in information from different government sources on the prevalence of chronic disease, the cost of medical care, and we simulated over time what would happen in terms of the medical costs and lost productivity from people leaving the workforce early or dying prematurely. And we simulated what improvements, or if we made improvements to people's health risk factors, like modest reductions in body weight, modest reductions in smoking prevalence, and better control of blood pressure and cholesterol through use of medication or other lifestyle changes, what could be the implications? And what we found was that over the next 15 years, we could reduce medical costs by almost $1 billion per year in Nevada if we could just take modest steps to improve people's health outcomes.
You know, again, it's common sense what you're saying. But the difficulty is in getting people to do it. And one of the things that you raised at the end of the last segment was activity. You know, we've cut that out of our lives. People get in their car and drive 10 feet to avoid walking. How do we reverse what has happened through technology, both from cars and playtime at schools? All these things that used to help to lead to a healthier lifestyle are no longer there.
Well, I think as our report highlights, we have a big challenge. We have 1.7 million residents of this state that have at least one chronic health care condition.
And this is in a state of 3 million people.
So it's 50%.
It's more than that. It's almost two-thirds.
So it has at least one, and almost 700,000 have multiple chronic health care conditions. That's the bad news. The good news is that there are interventions and lifestyle change programs that are in place that work. So a best example that I can come up with is a program called the Diabetes Prevention Program, which is a very intensive diet, exercise, nutrition, lifestyle, behavior change program that targets people who have high blood pressure, who are pre-diabetic. And in that program, within a year, it generates 5 to 7% weight loss, a 58% reduction in the number of new cases of diabetes. So it works. Our challenge is to get this embedded into health insurance. So we've had some leadership from Medicare. Medicare is now going to cover this as a benefit in the Medicare program. We have been working with the private sector, employers, to make sure that programs like this are part of how they think about health insurance. Health insurance can't just be paying after the fact. Health insurance really needs to be much more proactive in having programs like this built into the structure of the program, so we can prevent things from happening in the first place.
And when we talk about health insurance, I mean, at this point in time, for the middle class, you really don't have health insurance. You have catastrophic health insurance, which went away in Obamacare, but the insurance industry managed to figure out a way to make it catastrophic health insurance for everybody. So doesn't that add to your challenge?
Well, it is a big challenge. I think it makes our point that we're not going to solve this problem by simply shifting costs more and more to consumers. That doesn't solve any of the underlying fundamental problems that we're facing in terms of what's really driving the growth in healthcare spending. So we really need to go at the key drivers, and it is the underlying prevalence of chronic disease and the growth in chronic disease. And yes, it's going to take some time to do this, but if we don't, the only option that health plans have is to just keep making you pay more out of pocket, and that's not a solution to this problem at all.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. We've got about a minute left here. Is single payer a solution? Because it seems to me, judging by the people I'm aware of who are on Medicare, that they get far better treatment at a far lower cost than the general population who are buying insurance programs. Is single payer the option? Is lowering the age just for single payer down to 55 for Medicare a good start?
Well, I mean, single payer is an option today as part of the Affordable Care Act. If a state wants to adopt something that has basically the same range of benefits that's in the Affordable Care Act, but is something like a single payer program, then a state can go ahead and move in that direction. So that's certainly an option that exists today under current law.
And has any state moved in that direction?
Well, Vermont looked at it very, very closely. It's a real challenge because you're moving existing health insurance premiums onto the government budget. So the tax increases are notably high. So it's a political challenge to pull it off, but certainly states like Colorado and Vermont, to name two, have looked at this as an existing option.
Have you gotten feedback from either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump on this?
Well, certainly Secretary Clinton is very, very familiar with these issues around prevention and delivery system innovations and care coordination. She was certainly interested in moving this direction and having this as sort of a foundation of healthcare reform version two. We have not heard back from the Trump campaign yet, but he's just in the process really of starting to formulate some more specifics, and we were certainly going to continue to work hard to engage him in the debate and dialogue on how to solve this problem.
Well, as they say in this business, to be continued. Thank you both very much. Fascinating statistics on Nevada. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. As a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering a large two-topping pizza and 1 pound of wings with fries for $19.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
I gotta make payroll and buy supplies too. Got checks in hand and I don't know what to do. Days and weeks are just too long to wait. I got the cash flow.
If your small business can't wait days or even weeks to access your deposits, bring those personal or business checks into Check City and get cash in minutes.
It's a cure for the cash flow. Check City, baby.
Sparks Black Rifle. See us at sparksblackrifle.com.
If you or someone you know is suffering with chronic or severe back pain, call ProSpinal today at 336-DISC. Call now and receive 50% off your laser therapy when combined with non-surgical spinal decompression.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. As a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering a large two-topping pizza and 1 pound of wings with fries for $19.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome Mindy Elliott back to the program with Capital Partners.
Thank you.
So it was interesting to watch the Megyn Kelly-Donald Trump interview last night. And as we're taping this, it was last night.
Sure.
And it was a slightly different Donald Trump.
He's refining himself.
Well, and I thought it was interesting that he talked about the fact that he is a reactor. That,
he is.
You know, if somebody challenges him, he goes after them. If he's not challenged, then he doesn't necessarily go after them.
Well, yes, I would agree with that. And that's and obviously that's what he said. And I think of all the debates that we watched, we could see that he was ready to pounce. He seemed to know what someone was going to say. He's obviously was very prepared for all the debates and was prepared for last night because he knew that he had to respond to some of the criticisms that he's received in the past. But he seemed very willing to be open to changing. I think one of his, it was interesting, he said, if I had been presidential, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't have won. And I thought to myself, exactly what you're saying. He's not reacting. He's being proactive as it relates to if someone comes after and attacks him on a position or whatever, then he goes after. He's not a dumb guy.
He's also a sales guy.
He's a big sales guy, so
he knows how to sell, and the product he's been selling all these years is the name Donald Trump.
Well, the politicians are salesmen too.
Absolutely.
And so, people say, well, he's not a politician. And I say, what's the difference? The difference is that politicians spend our money. Donald Trump spends his money. It's the same thing. And the difference is that if Donald Trump fails, look, I'm not a Trump person, but if Donald Trump fails, he fails with his own money. If politicians fail, they either get thrown out of office or they come up with a different program to promote.
So you say you're not a Donald Trump program, mm-hmm. a person, but are you going to vote for Trump if he's obviously going to be the party nominee?
Absolutely. I will be supporting Donald. I mean, I'll support Donald Trump. Doesn't mean I'm going to work for him like I've done previously, but I'm going to support Donald Trump.
It was interesting to see Ivanka Trump, his daughter, on CBS News last night and this morning. This is a powerful weapon because his kids are super smart.
Super smart, super refined, professional, educated, successful in their own right. Their children or his children are pretty amazing. She's come into her own. You know, I think that I first saw her when she was probably 15 or 16. And it doesn't matter which one of his children. They're all successful. And they're all articulate and prepared. He did something right.
Well, and what was interesting, too, with all the attacks of the past week from the Washington Post and from the New York Times on the women issue as far as Trump, Ivanka Trump was certainly portraying a whole different image.
Whole different image. But what's interesting is that I just caught a glimpse of it, Sam, and probably you did too, is one of the women that was featured in the New York Times article said that the New York Times article was inaccurate. So I'm not sure. I wasn't there. I'm not her, and I'm not sure what happened between she and Mr. Trump. But evidently she's crying foul on the New York Times and the portrayal of that interview.
You are a stalwart of conventions mm-hmm. on the Republican side in Nevada. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts on the horrendous situation of a Democratic convention?
Well, I go back 4 years ago. Ron Paul and they took over the, or 8 years ago, sorry, took over the Republican convention, and I'll be honest, it changed Republican politics as we know it today. And I see the Democrats, the same thing is happening, that the far right and the far left, they're angry. The folks in the middle, like me, we're not going along to get along, but
That you're more pragmatic.
We're more pragmatic. But I will tell you, the far right, still today in the Republican Party, the far right, they're passionate. That's why Trump has been successful. He did his homework. He knew what the people were frustrated about. No different than on the left. Bernie Sanders has a message that is resonating with the far left. And if you might recall that 4 years ago, the Nevada delegation was taken over by Ron Paul, and in Florida, we actually voted for Ron Paul.
Do you think you can put the genie back in the bottle now, or is politics in Nevada changed forever?
It's not just Nevada. I think the politics, if I look at the Republican Party, and that's my, you know, obviously my knowledge, is that the Republican Party has changed. It's changed more so. You have the Tea Party influence. Whether it's still the Tea Party, it's still an influence. And you're going to see the left has changed. And I don't think you can put the genie back in the bottle. I think that the politics has morphed, and it's going to continue to morph. Look at what's happened in the legislature and the state politics.
And that's where we have to leave it. Mindy Elliott, it was a pleasure, man. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sam.
We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The real estate market is on fire. If you want top dollar for your home, it's a great time to sell. With Marshall Realty's 90-day guarantee, you'll feel confident in selling your home right now. Call today to find out how you can take advantage of this hot market.
What the heck does HVAC stand for? HVAC stands for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. It also stands for one of the hottest careers around, and trained HVAC technicians are in high demand. As an HVAC technician, you'll work with mechanical, electrical, and refrigeration systems. Start your career as a heating, ventilation, and refrigeration technician now by calling CCNN at 775-583-4696. That's 775-583-4696.
Whatever your idea of fun, it's always a win-win at Circus Reno. Whether it's stuffed animals in the world-famous Midway or a stuffed belly from one of six great dining options, Circus Reno is fun for all ages. Enjoy Family Fridays at the Courtyard Buffet or reserve a table for two at the Steakhouse at Circus. Try your luck at exciting casino promotions like Strike It Rich, where you could instantly win $500,000. It's always a win-win at Circus.
Big rooftop solar companies say they just want us to have a choice.
They're just not being honest.
What they really want is a subsidy.
Subsidies that go up and up and up.
The subsidies that we'd be forced to pay could go up as much as 10 times what they are right now.
10 times? I can't afford that.
Big rooftop solar companies have gotten millions. Now they're asking for hundreds of millions more.
That's crazy.
This isn't about a choice. It's about money.
What solar companies are telling people isn't right. Find out the truth at solarenergyfairness.com.
Do you want guaranteed results when selling your home? If you do, then you need an agent that will put his own money on the line. Marshall Realty does exactly that with their 90-day guarantee program. Call 787-7400 today to get your home sold guaranteed.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.